Joshua, chapter 16. Ephraim and Manasseh are the two tribes descended from Joseph, and the following is a description of the land they received. The southern border of their land started at the Jordan River, east of the spring at Jericho. From there it went west through the desert, up to the hill country around Bethel. From Bethel it went to Luz, and then to the border of the Arkites in Ataroth. It continued west down to the land that belonged to the Japhlet clan, then went on to Lower Beth-horon, Gezer, and the Mediterranean Sea. The following is a description of the land that was divided among the clans of the Ephraim tribe. Their southern border started at Ataroth-Adar and went west to Upper Beth-horon and the Mediterranean Sea. Their northern border started on the east at Genoa, curved a little to the north, then came back south to Michmethath and Tapua, where it followed the Cana Gorge west to the Mediterranean Sea. The eastern border started on the north near Genoa, and went between Genoa on the southwest and Taanath-Shiloh on the northeast. Then it went south to Ataroth, Naara, and on as far as the edge of the land that belonged to Jericho. At that point it turned east and went to the Jordan River. The clans of Ephraim received this region as their tribal land. Ephraim also had some towns and villages that were inside Manasseh's tribal land. Ephraim could not force the Canaanites out of Gezer, so there are still some Canaanites who live there among the Israelites. But now these Canaanites have to work as slaves for the Israelites.